Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. You know, folks, February is Black History Month, and as you know, we bring a lot of members of the African-American community in our brain trust over the years, many, many of them, and we bring several of them back, especially this month, to talk about just those things, the what's going on in Black history, what has gone on in Black history, and what do we need to be thinking about. And two of those people, our favorites, have been joining us together for a long time now, Don Hunter and Claire Villarosa. Don is an executive coach and an investor and a great business resource. Clara is not so much a person as she is a force. So I'm going to bring her in a minute. Be sure to buckle your seatbelts. It's going to be a fun ride when she joins us. She's the author of Down to Business. She's 88 years old, folks. She's told me I can say that. She's 88 years old, and she is rocking and rolling. Clara, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Great to be here.
It's so much fun to have you on the show. Hey, Don, welcome back.
Oh, thank you.
Say hi to Clara.
Hi, Clara.
Hi, Don. How are you? Glad to hear your voice this year.
Hey, Clara, I want you to tell us what you got on your mind today.
For me?
Yes.
Overall, the world is in flux. It's messy. It's all around us. However, I'm in a very good place. I know what it is, but what I can do, I can't manage this world. I can only see what it is. What I can control is how I respond to it. And I have decided to respond to it as a growth period for me. I want to, my life's a bit plateaued. I want to move it.
You refuse to be a victim. You're going to take control of your life, aren't you?
Yes.
But Claire, you've always done that.
I know, but it you know, life is not smooth. It's up and down. Well, mine has been sort of smooth. I'm going to shake it up a little bit within the shakeup that's going around me.
What's that going to look like? Give us an example.
Okay. One, I'm going to write a third book. Number two, I'm going to target the kind of executive coaching that I want to do and that I am uniquely qualified to do.
I believe that. Well, good for you.
Good.
Yeah, hold on to that thought. I'm going to let Don get in here. Hey, Don, what's on your mind these days?
Well, what's on my mind these days is I'm not writing a book, but I'm developing a course for people who have been technical and they've been experts at technology of some sort, engineers, IT folks, and I'm developing a course to help them become stronger, better, more influential leaders.
So are these people who are technical people? Are these people who are employed? They're successful. Are they having difficulty? What are they?
They were successful on the technical engineering side, but now they're people managers. And they're struggling being good people managers.
They're having to make a transition from ones to zeros to real faces, aren't they?
Yeah, so it's a transition, yes, and how to make that transition. But make the transition on the people side, and once you become a people manager, you also have to think about the business and how people are serving that business and how the technology benefits the business. Mm-hmm. So now you're at the table with the business folks and having to make decisions and having to influence from a technical point of view. And that's a lot of times where they fail and projects fail because that technical leader isn't able to influence the business people.
What I
as
hear
well
you,
as influence up
what I hear
down.
Both of you saying is that you're not yourself, nor are you allowing other people who are struggling to claim victimhood. You're helping them claim their own self-determination, take responsibility for their future, and move forward with that. Is that did I say that right, Claire and Don? What do you think?
Yes, I think you said that right. And the other thing, I want to just jump right back to Don.
Hey, Claire, hold on right? That thought. Hold on, Claire. I got to take a quick break. You know how this works. I'm going to come right back to you, and you can ask Don that question right after the break. Folks, this is so much fun for me. I love having these two on the show. Don't unbuckle your seatbelts. Clara is still here. 10:20 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.